Firstly, let me begin by saluting and congratulating His Excellency General Salva Kiir Mayardit, President of the Republic of South Sudan, for his bold decision on signing the agreement and the following day declared the ceasefire.
Mm-hmm.
That shows the seriousness of the President to bring peace to the people of South Sudan, which is the paramount demand. And I would like also to congratulate the Parliament for having adopted the same agreement on the 10th of September this month unanimously. That shows the seriousness of our government to get peace and so as to make stability in the country. Indeed, coupled with the signing of the agreement, there is a need that the Parliament is to go down and pass the same message of the peace to our people up to the least unit of the government, up to the villages where people are sure they know that peace has come. Let us embrace it and let us prepare our mind to implement it.
So are MPs going on the 1st of October?
Well, that was the plan we made, but depends entirely on the conditions. As you know, we are now, the agreement we have adopted, and so many developments are coming up. Committees are going to be formed, commissions are going to be formed, and we expect the draft constitution, amended constitution, to be brought. So that one is one, I cannot talk about it, but after agreeing that we should go on recess according to our conduct of business regulation,
mm-hmm.
then the conduct of business regulation says that the speaker is to consult with the President of the Republic.
Okay.
Now, with the consultation that they have already made with the President, if the President gives a green line for us to go ahead, then automatically we shall go on recess.
Okay. Yes, the leader of the minority in the National Legislative Assembly, you have been so vocal in this parliament, as you have heard from him. Is it necessary for members of parliament to go on a recess at this crucial time right now?
Thank you very much, Radio Maria, for hosting us here in studio today. In fact, the point the topic we are talking about are very crucial and important. That is connected with about peace.
Mm.
And in fact, when we talk about peace, this peace should come from the bottom of our hearts, that we need peace in this country. And we have to thank all the warring parties for their bold decision, as mentioned, for signing this agreement, so that people take it seriously. In fact, what I want to say is, you know that there are a lot of grievances on peace this time.
Mm-hmm.
There is counter-accusation from the government and from both sides, even the rebels,
mm-hmm.
the violation. It means that people are not serious about what they are talking of. So in fact, Parliament going to recess and try to make information, because I think it is really necessary to reach to the people. Because, as we have been saying, the government itself, especially the executive, are not really moving forward for the implementation of peace in terms of information to the people of the country. And you see it from time to time, even all these 20 years, 20 months of war, the president did not even visit Malakal. How destructive was Malakal? He did not even visit Bor. He did not visit Bentiu, all these places. So I thought it was high time, really, for the government to really move out openly and talk to their forces on the ground, including the opposition also. Riek Machar should move out to where his forces are and tell them that we are now at peace. We have to silence the guns so that people open up. And people have to reconcile with one another. People have to bring peace. Now, the going of members of parliament is to reach out to people. Because I think the only chance for people to know about peace is parliament,
mm-hmm.
as a representative of the people. They have to reach out to the people to tell them that there is peace now. And we have to promote peace and reconciliation among ourselves.
Right. Honorable Thomas Wandukundu, what is the message the MPs will be carrying to their various constituencies? Is it going to be a unified message in regards to the signed peace, or any MP can go and say whatever he wants to say as long as he understands the agreement?
Thank you very much once more, and I thank the listeners on Mirai FM this time. The message is going to be one. Embrace the peace, own it, and collectively implement it. Because peace is a demand of the people of South Sudan. So we're going to pass the message to the people that let us all embrace this peace. We own it as our property, then we implement it collectively. That's the message.